Bless your name, Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
You may be seated. It's not that you can't, because you can. Ah, never mind. Behold, I show you a mystery. Need I remind this congregation here how many times I have been entrusted by God to stand before the people? Are you willing? I know you're able, but are you willing to acknowledge that there's not been another man who has preached more? Ever since you came in contact with me, how much have I preached to you? That ought to excite you.
Amen.
For God has chosen by the foolishness of preaching, and God knows, and you know, I'm a fool enough to do it. After all the years of preaching, I'm still going to come back and get right square in the eyes, every one of you, and preach to you. Do you get the message? To save them that believe. Believe what? The preaching. See, I have to almost answer for you. Because you won't give the answer yourself. You won't humble yourself down. That's our problem. We have too much iniquity. And I'm constantly being accused or charged with exalting myself. Because we don't realize, or don't want to realize, that that's the way God does it. We're, you and I, as a body, are constantly being charged. We think you're the only ones? Well, we better. We better believe we're the only ones. That will sober us up. That we are the mark with the prize.
Hallelujah.
We're the elect.
Hallelujah.
And you better believe that. Because if you don't believe, then you're not making your calling and election sure. Now do you like that? Isn't that a unique way of saying it? You're going to tell me you've never wrestled with that scripture? Make your calling and election sure. How many want to do that? How many want to do it? Well, then how do you do it? Huh? We all know we're called. We all know we're chosen. We all know we're elected. So why should we question it? I mean, what is happening that God says you better make your calling and election sure? Right, there's your problem. Before I walked out of the radio, I got a lot of things here now again today. And I tried to talk myself into preaching with more dignity today. It seems like I'm always destroying the dignity of this calling by letting the emotions of my heart, desiring so much to be heard. For instance, I'll give you an example. I revile.
Hallelujah.
That means you talk to me and I will talk back to you.
Yeah.
You respond to me, I'm going to come right back at you.
Okay.
So we're both reviling.
Amen.
You're a bunch of revilers.
Amen.
And then I revile back at you.
Amen.
And then that causes me to lose my dignity. And everybody in this place knows how I told you, how God rebuked me very strongly for that. Because when I stand before the final one I have to stand before, I cannot revile. I got to be like a lamb before our shearers and open not my mouth. And I have to stand before you folk unless you revile all day long. Because you're trying to establish your dignity.
Amen.
And then you when you revile, you lower yourself.
Oh,
you're not sure of yourself.
Oh, God.
Now I'm doing very good with this.
Yeah.
I really am.
I know.
And you know it's not me. You know that I am not capable humanly to talk like this.
Oh,
to say words like that.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
I will therefore put you in remembrance.
Oh, yes,
seems like that's one thing I'm always doing, isn't it?
Yep.
And how you people hate to be reminded of where you came from.
Hallelujah.
Where I came from.
Yes, Lord.
And where we are today.
Yes, Lord.
We think somehow we did all of that. We think we did. Don't tell this generation that you did not choose this. I have decided to follow Jesus. No, you didn't. And you're still kicking at that. You're still kicking at following Jesus. Yeah, you are.
Amen.
But you're too dignified to humble yourself down and say, truth, Lord.
Amen.
Now you see how simple that is? You see how dignified I am?
Amen.
I'll get to that in a minute. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this.
Oh, God.
Amen.
You mean you forgot it? How many times you folk get angry at me when I keep hollering? You don't remember that?
Oh, Jesus.
And you sit there like you,
amen.
Like you almost make me a liar.
Thank you, Father.
Well, the way you told, like the story I told this morning. What a remarkable story. See how you pull back right away? Well, you talked to us before. Well, you blind man said, I done told you once.
Hallelujah.
He didn't quite believe me. He said, if I tell you again, will you believe?
Oh, yes.
Do you people understand what God's trying to get you to do?
Yes.
To believe.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but I'm a believer. Then how come you fall in unbelief and questioning and doubting?
That's right.
You believe this and don't believe that?
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
God puts a lot of power behind believing.
Yes, yes, Lord.
It is the power of God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To believe.
Amen.
That's why I tell you, the gospel today has no effect on this world.
Yes, Lord.
None at all. And it doesn't have too much effect on you. When you keep trying to establish your salvation in any other way except through the gospel,
hallelujah,
you are. Will you sell this?
Thank you.
And now they're going to sit there and just look at me with your little old looks in your eye and say, well, Brother, do you believe that?
Yes.
You got to continue in that belief.
Yes.
Steadfast to the end. You can't let nothing get in the way. Nothing. He is the way. All right.
Yes, Jesus.
I will therefore put you in remembrance.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Though you once knew this.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
How that the Lord, my God, friends.
Yes, Lord.
How many times do you have to hear that scripture and it doesn't cause you to tremble?
Yes, Lord. Glory.
I ask you.
Oh, God.
You really want me to read it?
Yes.
To you?
Amen. Glory.
What are we fighting? To believe.
Believe, yes.
Amen.
To believe what God did, what He's doing,
yes.
And what He's going to do. Where do you get to the point where you think you can stop believing that?
Right.
That He does all things well. Come on. How you doing? Are you believing that? Examine yourself to see whether you're still believing. God, this is something, Lord. I'm really trying to be dignified. I'll get to that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How that the Lord having saved.
Hallelujah.
Do you know your people who God has saved?
Amen.
He's still saving. And He will save unto the uttermost. If you believe. Not in your own salvation. In the salvation of the Lord. You're not your own salvation. You're not your own Savior. But that iniquity is replacing the eye of God with your eye. Are you so incapable of understanding that? Iniquity would be your ruin. Has things happened in your life that has ruined fellowships? Has ruined unity? Has ruined oneness? Has ruined friendships? Has ruined positions?
Amen.
Why? Because of iniquity.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And what have we learned about iniquity? The last thing, iniquity is abounding.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, do I have to do that again?
Hallelujah.
Everything we talk about in this generation has happened in preceding generations.
Yes, Lord.
But each one got more intense.
Oh, yes.
Like travail. Like travail. Now we're coming to the time of birth.
Yes.
Now we're coming to the time of bringing forth the sons of God.
Yes.
And now the intensity is. You don't understand that?
Yes.
You think this just started? This started way back in the beginning.
Amen.
Oh boy.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but that there shakes me up. As I walked across the path, God said, you've got to keep on believing, son,
yes, Lord.
That you are the messenger.
Yes,
you've got to hang on to it.
Yes.
You've got to pursue it.
Yes.
God, after saving me out of the corruption that was in the church and in the world through theology, raised me up above most other preachers upon the face of the earth.
Yes.
Until I got to the point where I could actually say, I remember, I do remember again.
Hallelujah.
I was in Mena, Arkansas. I even told it to you. For years and years, when I first started getting on the radio, this is the voice of a last day prophet. I never had any trouble with that from anybody. Because when I say this is the voice of a last day prophet, they say, so am I. But then, at the command of God, are you a prophet? So am I. Are you a teacher? So am I. Are you in tribulation? So am I. And then God makes me stand out just a little bit more. Too much, huh?
Hallelujah.
Too much for your little old carnal mind, so to say. But I remember standing in the pulpit in Mena, Arkansas, and I said, Brother Wilder, God just told me that from now on, I must declare to this generation, this is the voice of thee. Ah, that brings it right down, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Who do you think you are? Well, I'll tell you who I believe I am. I'm the voice of thee. Last day prophet. The finishing one. The perfecting one. And you would think by this time, all you snot noses who run around and say, yeah, 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 and then you pull back when I say it.
Lord. Lord Jesus.
Now you still deceive yourself.
Glory. Hallelujah.
To say, I don't need that.
Hallelujah.
I already believe that.
Okay.
Well, you better find out what happens to those who've been saved.
Yes,
because
sir.
They believe the truth.
Yes, sir.
And then afterwards. Do you know how much your own belief in believing that I am the prophet, that I am the messenger sent to you, has destroyed our relationship amongst each other, amongst the people of God? And that's why God's fighting this morning, because if we... I'm going to go back if I got enough time. But I want to read something here. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, you know I've been dealing with that lately, because that is the epitome of the end. That's why you... That is why you hear about homosexuality in the parliaments, in the kings, in the churches, everywhere. It's the number one... They didn't use any name they want to use. But you see, it's a height of moral standards being corrupted. That's why I told you over and over again, God can't save homosexuals. Until a homosexual can say, I am sinning, then God can't save him. God don't save adulterers. He don't save murderers. He don't save liars. He doesn't do it. As much as he'd love to, he saves sinners. And the only way he saves sinners is if we confess our sins. That what we are doing is sin. God, be merciful to him? No. Me. You gloat in that, brother Stare? I glory in it. That's truth. That is saving faith.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But these speak evil of those things which they know not. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion. Good word. That means something ruling over you, something subduing you, something controlling you. They despise dominion and speak evil of dignities. What? No, we don't consider that a terrible sin. That's the sin of homosexuality. Self-love. Dignity. I finally took enough... I've always read that before. But... dignity. The state of quality of being worthy of honor or respect.
Hallelujah.
They're not afraid to speak evil of dignity. I wonder why that... I wonder why that shut you up a little bit. I wonder why all of a sudden you want to read now and through? Huh? A man of dignity and unbending principle.
Oh,
yeah. Do you know a man like that, Ron? Composed or serious manner or style.
Right.
You're too sober, Buster. You're too serious.
Right.
Not afraid to speak evil of that man that God has dignified. But they speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as rupees, in those things they corrupt themselves. This is a coming from the heart of one we call John the Beloved.
Yes, Lord.
Can you speak the more comforting words? Excuse me, that's from Jude. Jude. Does anybody know what you did? Isn't that something? I can ask you these questions. I've answered them every time I ask them. Yeah. Hey. Jude writes just a small book.
Amen.
And there's no telling how many times he felt impressed of God to write something, but he didn't feel worthy of it.
Right.
He was not Matthew. He was not John. He was just Jude. But he was chosen. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James. Wow. You think I'm worthy to be Jude?
Glory.
To them that are sanctified by God the Father. What do I know about that?
Yes, Lord God.
And preserved in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to write to y'all?
Glory. Hallelujah.
He dignified us.
Hallelujah.
He treated us with dignity.
Hallelujah.
Look at that approach. Look at that salutation.
Amen.
Just look at that. Jude, just a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The Father.
Yes, Lord.
And preserved.
Glory.
In Jesus Christ and
yes,
called.
Lord.
That's you.
Amen.
What can I tell you? Y'all know that, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, what do I got to admonish you with?
Right.
What kind of words do you want me to say?
Hallelujah.
Some mercy on you.
That's right.
And peace and love be multiplied.
Lord.
I'd like to know why these words are not moving you.
Amen.
You show-hardened people. When are you going to humble yourself down and cry out, my God, woe is me?
Yes, Lord.
You have begun a good work for me, but still not done. I am undone. Don't know how to do it, do you? You see, every one of you here has been humbled by God many times. As he took all your prayers and your fastings and your goings and your things and just wiped out, had no respect for it. Why do you do that? So you'd humble yourself. Just go and do what's right. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And you know what he'll do? He will exalt you in due season. Now you know why you don't write that? Because every one of you know that God has exalted me. And then you stick another thing and say, oh no, brother, you would do that? You would actually make that charge on me?
Oh,
you fool.
Thank you, God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I want Brother Jonathan to let you hear a call that came just about 10 or 15 minutes before church time. Go ahead, brother.
Dear prophet, in the name of Jesus Christ, greetings from Burma. Nobody told me about the overcomer, and it was a miracle for me to come over the overcomer on my satellite tape television. After listening to the overcomer for 3 days, another miracle occurred. Something happened to my satellite, and D-Star, CTN, and the world channels disappeared from my television. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What are the message you are giving is all the truth. The way you speak and the way you live, all is a Christ-like nature you are living. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless
I wonder what that fellow knows about my living.
Oh, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You see, he's not speaking evil of dignities, is he?
No.
Well, you just pull that out. Yeah, isn't that something how God gave it to me just before? Huh? How God dignified this messenger on the TV, heard me talk about get the TV out of your home, then God shut the TV down. And now he still hears another way. What a miracle, he says, huh? If you think that man is an uneducated man, you're a fool. That man told you the other day he had a very successful business. Same man. He said, God told me to stop trying to do my own works and it cost my own doing. He said, I wouldn't listen. So I lost my family, lost my job, lost my eyesight. Lost my legs? Right? Found faith! How do you like that? What have you lost? Not much of anything because you won't give it up. You keep holding on to it. Paul said, I count everything loss. Everything loss.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
It's in losing what I have and what I was that I finally found the one.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Now, I'm going to go back to something. Before I do, though, another thing came to me. You know, I come to the house of God. Isn't that why we come to the house of God together in unity?
Amen.
We come to strengthen each other. Is that the reason why we come? We have come into this house. We have come. Ain't that being dignified this morning? No? Stay right in my place. I won't let your anger drive me out there and yell at you again. See, I'm being dignified? Hello? You do know why I go flying down the aisle, don't you? Because there's some spirit that just starts fighting me and I go right at it. That reviles back at me and then I try to tell you people, when I finally stand before the Pope of Rome, that's going to be a picnic. You have been the toughest people. And I've faced some tough congregations. The black supremacists, the white supremacists. Name them. The religionists, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the hypocrites, the strong men.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You don't believe me, do you?
Oh, yes, brother.
Hallelujah.
I've been prepared for this.
Hallelujah.
For to finish this thing.
Yes.
And we're going to get finished with you too.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
And that all depends on how you believe.
Hallelujah.
The author?
Yes.
The finisher.
Hallelujah.
And God is not offering faith in you anymore. You've already got it. Now you're going to fight to keep that thing. You can't just lay it down. Because you got here because of the faith of God. Then the word that came out of the mouth of the prophet. And that's the word that's going to keep you. Oh, here we are again. Some believe. And some believe now. Now everybody here knows about my calling. Everybody. I've been over it and over. I was just turning 17. God had miraculously drew me out of that teenage life. Although I didn't get completely out of it, but I saw a young man. And I was driving down Union Boulevard at Central Park. It was called Central Park because it was right between and on the border of both Bethlehem and Allentown. It covered both cities.
Hallelujah.
I was running from a ministry of a woman. She couldn't preach a lick, but she had the word of knowledge. Some of you folk, you don't know that I have the word of knowledge. I have knowledge. And the one thing you got to always do when you get knowledge is don't get puffed up by it. God gave me knowledge of my calling. He gave me knowledge on how to operate it and what to do. And if I don't watch myself, I'll get puffed up about it. So when I have got puffed up, then God had to blow my balloon and deflate me. You think you're going to avoid that? Because God gave you a high calling too. Even higher than being called to be a prophet.
Thanks, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
They don't even appreciate this, Lord. But when I go back and think about that time at the age of 16, just turning 17, and it wasn't come to Jesus, it wasn't repent of your sins. I'd done that many times already. What I heard from God was, it's now or never. What in the world are you talking about?
Hallelujah.
What do you mean now or never? What does that have to do with anything?
Lord.
I did the best I could. I said, now. And I started going to church. And I went to church 10 straight years. Every night. And that didn't even impress God. Because He was God every one of those nights. In other words, I was devout. I was seeking answers to this now or never. Maybe you don't get it, folk. I don't know how to say it to you.
Jesus.
Although I do know how to say it to you. But most of you don't know how to believe it.
Amen.
The first thing that happened to me, was that the men of God around me recognized a divine calling on me. Now that was even done before that by other men in the Nazarene church and the Pyrgon Holy Church. But God made it very clear He did not want me to be a part of that movement. I couldn't find too much fault with the holiest people, except that they were holy in their own eyes. I went to a holiness campground one time when I was a boy, in Nazarene Church. And they would put us boys in a tent and the girls in another tent. This particular time that I went to this particular camp meeting, they had a big, gigantic tent for boys on one side, and then they had a curtain down the middle and the girls on the other side. I was 14 years old. And I was called what they call a guest. Yeah. I didn't have to pay. But I had to wash dishes and peel potatoes and We, every one of us had a duty to do every day.
Hallelujah.
In order to have the free. At nighttime, we'd go into the tabernacle and they'd have a place marked off for us young guests. It was a couple hundred of us because it was a big cabin, 5,000 people.
Yes.
And they'd let us sit together. And they'd even let us sit with a girl. And of course, that's one reason why we all went to the... You think I went to the camp meeting for the camp meeting?
No.
I went because I had a chance to shout out to a girl. What I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to tell you about discipline. One night, or one day, I was in the guest tent. Boys on one side and girls on the other. And the young girl that I was shining up to, she snuck through from the girl's side to the boy's side. Our beds were made out of old bunk beds. We made them ourselves. And the mattress was a straw mattress that we would take great big pillowcases like and stuff them full of straw. And that was our mattress. We go through all of that because we want to be a guest.
Amen.
This girl come through and she gave me a little kiss. I was laying down sleeping. She woke me up with a kiss and then she ran the creepy back to the girl's side. But one of my buddies saw it. And she reported me to the counselors. That was a going home transgression. When they called me in, as young man, we heard this report about the young lady coming over to the boy's side and giving you a kiss. Is it true? Yeah, it's true.
Right.
But you know, we have to send you home.
Oh, thank you.
Why? Because you didn't report it.
Right.
If you'd have came to us and told us,
right,
then we'd show you mercy. And then I said, will you please show me mercy now? Let me stay a little longer. I won't do it anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
And they made a judgment. They believed me. Sure, let me stay. The only time God believed you when you said, Lord, if you're showing mercy... Is there anybody here that God showed any mercy to? And his mercy, what? I thought God enjoyed mercy. No, you enjoyed the mercy. He endures it. Again and again and again and again and again. You see, mercy has to endure because the only way you're going to make it is to endure. And you're going to need enduring mercy. Well, I said that perfect. Aren't you glad I'm being dignified? You're not going to speak evil of dignity again, are you? Sure? Well, what God gave me at the age of 16 was the calling of Jeremiah. And if you follow this ministry, you'll see how much of Jeremiah had impact on Daniel and all the other prophets, and even on this one. Where were you tonight? All you spiritual wise guys, you know it all, you speak evil of things you know nothing of. You would speak evil of my calling? You speak evil of the way God picked me up, knocked me down, bro. You would do that? Nah, not this house. Not afraid to speak evil of dignity. How many times God dignified me? Said, you honor that guy.
Hallelujah.
I will. What's your matter? I'm going to send you young men that are all full of rebellion.
Right.
Then some of you say, well, I'm going to say that's what God said, and say you gloat over it because you're full of rebellion. Instead of weeping over it, crying over it. Well, didn't God say? Yeah, God said it. He said it to say you don't have to keep on continuing that. You rebellious one. Oh, well, that's just the way it's going to be. Even that's rebellion. Well, I was going to do this on the radio, and then the Lord said, now you read it. You read it in church this morning.
Praise God.
Because I'm leading up to something that I got over here.
Yeah.
The topic is, how did the church grow? I preached it over 40 years ago.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See that?
Yeah.
See that? That went through the fire in Chicago. You think I'm preaching something different than I preached back then? You're out of your mind. It's just that I've updated the message to this time. Still the same message. How did the church grow? How did it grow? How did it grow?
Hallelujah.
God declared the end from the beginning. How's it going to be perfected?
Hallelujah.
In the same manner in which it grew.
Hallelujah.
I'll try to get to that. You see, most of you are so incapable. You speak evil of things you don't even know. And you don't like what I say. You don't know.
Amen.
Thou knowest not. Are those my words? Where am I supposed to preach them at? I feed them all over the world. Not so, Lord. I don't know where they got this from, but oh yeah, I see now. They got it from a website. Answer. What should we learn from the life of Jeremiah? Answer. Jeremiah the prophet lived in the final days. Jeremiah lived in the final days of the crumbling nation of Israel. He was appropriately the last prophet that God sent to preach to the southern kingdom, which comprised the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. Now, brother and sister, the first thing I had to do when I received this is discern, is this true? Or is this something somebody made up? Well, how do you know if it's true? By the Spirit's true. That's how I know when people call me. That's how I know that that man's call is true. That's how I know letters that are written to me are true or not. That's how I know if your reaction is a true reaction or a false one. I do have that discernment. Oh, here we are again. Some believe, and some believe not. How does church grow? I'll get to it in a minute. The last prophet that God sent to preach. Isn't that something? Anybody know about the last prophet?
Yes, brother.
Amen.
Oh, so you're going to speak evil of that dignified position that God gave me. You've been doing it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Which comprised, God sent him to preach to the southern kingdom, which comprised the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, the church,
amen,
separate from Israel, the 10 tribes of Israel. The two that came out of the ordained wife.
Yes, Lord.
You don't know.
Yeah.
God had repeatedly warned Israel to stop their idolatrous or iniquitous behavior.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, no, he doesn't say iniquity. That's what iniquity is.
Yes,
it's an eye
yes,
that exalts itself above the eye.
Yes,
seems so innocent, doesn't it? But they would not listen. So he tore the 12 tribes asunder, sending the 10 northern tribes into captivity at the hands of the Assyrians. Then God sent Jeremiah to give Judah, the church, the called out chosen ones, the last warning. Don't lose your dignity, sir. Don't let them force you into it. You can't see this pattern here unfolding in this life here. Listen to this. He cast them out of the land, disseminating the nation, and sending them also into captivity in the pagan kingdom of Babylon. You want to tell me that the religious world is not a Babylon? Babylon. And how much of Babylon do you still have in you? Jeremiah, a faithful God-fearing man, was called to tell Israel that because of their unrepentant sin,
yes,
not sins,
right,
unrepentant sin,
yes,
the sin against God.
Oh God, yes, Lord. Oh God.
Their God had turned against them.
Oh God.
And was now prepared to remove them from the land at the hands of a pagan king whom he called my servant.
Amen.
No doubt Jeremiah, who was only about, no doubt Jeremiah, who was only about 17 years old when God called him, had greater inner turmoil over the fate of this people. And he begged them to listen. He is known as the weeping prophet. Anybody heard him talk about that? Damn house. When God spoke to me after 20 some years of preaching, he said, now you start to move into the realm of the prophet that I called you to be.
Amen.
And the first name I put on me was the weeping prophet.
Jesus.
Crazy, huh? Praying, weeping prophet. And I would do that. I would actually go into services. I would lay down a prayer rug that I had. And before I did anything, I would get on my face and I would weep and pray. I do that even now. Before I came out of that little radio room. And he wept over Jerusalem. And he prayed.
Jesus.
Hardened people, aren't they, huh?
Hallelujah. Oh God.
Because he cried tears of sadness. Brother Connolly, you sit right across from me, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know which it is. Do you see me sitting there weeping every time I watch the people go by? Can you hear my groaning? Are you sure now, or are you just buttering me up?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I never used to cry so easy, but today it's almost a continual thing. Crying, crying, crying. And don't think I'm blaming you, because I'm really not. But I watch is how you're locked in to your iniquity. And I said, God, they can't change. I watch people try to make the change. They can't. Because they're trying to do it from without.
Amen.
They're trying to use outside circumstances to change them.
Yes.
When you need a change in the heart.
Oh,
Job tried that. He couldn't change. Why won't you people acknowledge the truth? Well, I think you... stop it. For God. God's sakes, in Jesus' name, stop it!
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord God.
The weeping prophet, he cried tears of sadness, not only because he knew what was about to happen, but because no matter how hard he tried, the people would not listen. Furthermore, he found no human comfort. God had forbidden him to marry or have children. His friends had turned their backs on him. So along with the burden of the knowledge of the impending judgment, he also must have felt very alone.
Right. Amen.
God knew that this was the best course for Jeremiah. Because he went on to tell him how horrible condition it would be in short time, with babies and children and adults dying, grievous death. Their bodies unable to even be buried, and their flesh devoured by the birds. Stop it!
Yes.
What are we doing? You shouldn't look at it. Really? That's not the right interpretation of that. That's not the way it reads.
Oh,
yeah. Jeremiah 16, verses 3 and 4. Obviously, the people of Israel have become so hardened by the numbing effects of sin that they no longer believe God. Nor did they fear him.
My Lord, mercy.
Jeremiah preached for 40 years. And not once did he see any real success in changing or softening the hearts and minds of his stubborn, idolatrous people. The other prophets of Israel had witnessed some successes, at least for a little while, but not Jeremiah. I'm just telling you my heart, friends. I said, God, what is this? They even mock me when I sincerely cry.
Hallelujah.
They look at me with disdain.
Hallelujah.
And then they'll go out and they'll mumble.
Oh God. Oh.
And that's what this house does.
Oh God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
O house of Jacob.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
He was speaking to a brick wall.
Oh, God.
However, his words were not wasted.
Jesus.
They were pearls being cast before swine, in a sense, and they were convicting every person who heard them and refused to heed the warning.
Hallelujah.
You're not without conviction.
No. Hallelujah.
You might sit there and say, it doesn't move me.
Thank you, God.
But I would, if you had that kind of spirit on you, I'd repent of it very quickly.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you.
Jeremiah tried to make the people understand their problem was lack of belief.
Belief.
Has anybody seen a prophet intelligently trying to catch you to believe? Can I break that down to just a very practical? When you see a sin in anybody, even in yourself, what do you do? Well, you believe on Christ.
Yes.
You don't use that sin against them. You use Christ for them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, now you're condoning sin. Well, I will do it to you again. Jesus Christ, the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Came into the world.
Hallelujah.
To save sinners.
Thank you, Jesus.
What if he wouldn't have found one?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That was he was sent to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the word of God was not given in vain. He did not go back to heaven void or empty. He went back there with a bunch of sinners. Hallelujah. Almost lost my dignity there. You wouldn't speak evil of this dignified message this morning, would you? Sure?
Yeah.
You better examine yourself, because you're not going to believe this without faith.
Amen.
What a tremendous thing God did.
Yes.
Made you to sin, and sin you did.
Yes.
And nobody else, as far as you're concerned, sinned like you.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Amen.
And then he saved you.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah tried to make the people understand their problem was a lack of belief and trust and faith in God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I used that expression the other day in dealing with each other's sin. If any man see a brother, see or commit a sin that is not unto death, you ask for him.
Amen.
And when you ask, God says, I'll give him life. Do you believe that? Well, then blessed be your heart. Aren't you blessed to see all your brother's faults and sins? And all you got to do is call their name before the Father. And he'll give them life. Do you believe that? Well, then why did you do it?
Thank you, Father.
Jesus said it like this. Father, I pray not for the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I pray for thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know what took place after that? They betrayed him. They denied him. They crucified him. But he had already prayed for him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He had already done it.
Yes.
He talked to Peter. He told him what he was going to do. He said, but I'm going to pray for you, Peter.
Yes.
And God gave Peter life. You know he prayed for you before you were born? And God gave you life? You don't mean you can't share that life with somebody else? Jeremiah tried to make the people understand their problem was a lack of belief and trust.
Trust.
And faith in God. Along with an absence of fear.
Lord.
Have you ever heard something like that around here?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank
Hallelujah.
That's why you come out with, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, because you don't fear God.
That's right.
And you want to tell God what you're going to do. When God already told you what he's going to do.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Glory.
No fear of God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I listen to your best air. Well, then you don't fear God, do you?
Oh, God.
Because God told you to listen to me.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Oh, God.
In everything.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless
you, Father.
Bless you.
You think you're going to make the choice of what I say is right or wrong?
No.
You're a fool.
Glory.
Which called them to take him for granted. It is very easy to be lulled into a false sense of security,
right,
especially when the focus is not on God.
Okay.
God finally turned them over to their idolatry, saying, go ahead then, do what you promised. Keep your vows. Jeremiah 44:25. Jeremiah's constant loneliness and isolation finally got the best of him. He became discouraged. He sank into a quagmire where many believers seem to get stuck when they think their efforts are not making a difference and time is ticking away. Jeremiah was emotionally spent, even to the point of doubting God. Jeremiah 15:18. But God was not done with him. Jeremiah 15:19 records a lesson for each believer to remember in those times when he feels alone,
yes,
useless, and discouraged,
yes,
and whose faith is wavering.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He that wavereth is like the Well, you'll see being taught back and forth.
Yes.
Of course, only an honest person before God would it,
right.
would confess that they wavered.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I told you some years ago, you're going to see me get weak.
Right.
And you saw me get weak physically. But I also told you I was going to get weak spiritually.
Yeah.
And the one place I got weak in, it was in faith.
Amen.
Weak in faith.
Right.
Weak in faith. And you all saw it.
Yeah. God bless you.
That's why he got so mad at me that day. Because I was almost denying the faith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amen.
So what does faith say when I'm weak? What does faith say when I am weak? It's what faith said. In weakness. When I am weak, I'm strong. Haven't I done that? Haven't I come back from that weakness and get stronger and stronger in the faith? Come on, people. What else do you want out of it? What else do you want? You want to exact another pound? Getting great pleasure, huh? I've been through a lot of battles, folk. Many times weak in the battle. Then I come back strong. You're a fool to think you're going to use sin against anybody who has known the power of faith. It ain't going to work. It ain't going
to
work. Faith is a victory that overcomes the world.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Therefore, this is what the Lord says to the people. If you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me.
Hallelujah.
If you utter worthy, not worthless words.
Hallelujah.
If you utter worthy,
hallelujah.
Not hallelujah. Worthless words.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm redeemed. I'm washed in the blood.
Hallelujah.
Those are not worthless words.
Hallelujah.
They are full of great value.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the words of my mouth.
Hallelujah.
It says in my heart.
Yes, thank you.
You will be my spokesman.
Hallelujah.
Let this people turn to you. But you must not turn to them.
Amen.
God was saying to Jeremiah, come back to me.
Amen.
And I will restore you.
Hallelujah.
The joy of your salvation that I gave you.
Glory.
That's similar to the word penned by David when he repented of his sin with Bathsheba. Jeremiah was given the task of delivering an unpopular, convicting message to Israel. To Israel. To Israel.
Yes, Lord.
Go no longer into the highways and hedges, but go to the lost sheep of the lost their way, lost their position, lost their calling, lost. I remember when he told me that very clearly too. I even told you about it. Told you exactly where he spoke to me. I told it to you just a few days ago. I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever heard that phrase come out of my mouth before? Isn't that something?
Hallelujah.
I was standing down front with a little tape. I have a little Marantz recorder. I still got two of them. They sit over there in the radio room. I didn't have nobody ahead of me here. It was a woman pastor of a small church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, are you that incapable? Are you that incapable that the look comes out of your eyes saying, what this got to do with anything?
Jesus.
Are you able to enjoy this sound doctrine.
Yes.
Sound doctrine that has some real sound to it.
Yes.
See, it was happening to me. I was sitting there and I was going through my Bible like this. Because you got to remember, I preached every day. It was twice a day. Sometimes, boy, you run out of things to preach.
Glory.
Just the other day again, I told you brothers around here, I never forbid any of you from preaching. And I said to you again, you get something from the Lord, you be sure to let me know.
Lord,
well, Brother Steph, I get something from the Lord and you give a space and you disagree with it, I'll let you know that too.
Yes.
I'll be just as faithful in correcting and reproving as I will giving you an opportunity. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will.
Glory.
I haven't had no takers, you know.
Jesus.
See, but when I was out there, I couldn't do that.
Thank you, God.
I had to preach. Just like this morning. I got to preach. I can't get out of it. This is my place. I did try to give you a chance to get out of it. I wonder why you're still there. I wonder why you're still there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Please don't provoke me. Why are you still there?
Because
it's your place. So when the Spirit of the Lord rises up, stand your place.
Oh,
you're going to do it again, huh? You don't like your place? You're not content with the place that God gave you? You have all before you came here, He prepared a place for you? Right there. Remember, I gave us this tabernacle to prepare a place for you? Are you sitting out there by the radio? Are you in your place?
My Lord.
What are you there for? But to hear the prophet. I hear. Surely? Really? Absolutely? Positively? Those in Israel in Jeremiah's day did not want to hear what he had to say. And his constant warning of judgment annoyed them.
Amen.
This is true of the world today. And believers who are following God's instructions are warning the lost and dying world of impending judgment.
Right.
Even though most are not listening, we must persevere in proclaiming truth in order to rescue some from the terrible judgments that will inevitably come. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? That's all I've ever done. Warned you about everything? Now or never, God said to me. What a warning.
Right.
And it's still true today.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You do now what I tell you to do, or you'll never do it.
Right. Oh, bless you.
Amen, Father.
He must have you in mind, huh?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to go through this quite quickly. How the church grew. God declares the end. In the beginning. Now you do know that the first church was almost demolished.
Yeah.
So here at the end, the prophet Jeremiah is told to build and to plant.
Amen.
So how did God do it in the beginning? How did God do everything with Israel? It's remarkable. He called Israel, didn't he? And Israel went straight, terribly. And yet God says, all Israel,
glory.
Lord. They're still going to be saved. Isn't that right? So what he's got to do is he's got to identify to Israel who Israel is until they believe it. You see, God died for the sins of everybody.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
But he can't persuade everybody because they won't believe him. And even when you start to believe on him, look how much he's gone through to try to persuade you and convince you that you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. And what gets in the way is your sin, your iniquity, your flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
It kills almost everything God gives you.
Yes.
Shall you die?
Yes.
Give us this day our...
Yes.
Shall you die?
Yes.
Give us this day our...
Yes.
Our daily death.
Yes. That's all right. Thank you.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You're destroying the scripture.
Worried, oh, beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
When God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle, which was a foreshadowing of the temple of God or the house of God, he said, you build it according to the pattern. And in the pattern, it laid out the inner court, the outer court, the Holy of Holies, those without, those within. Very specific instructions.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory.
I wonder how in the world they ever made that curtain. What God put in man is amazing. You mean they knew how to weave and make material way back there?
Oh, yes.
Amen. You ever look at the clothes you get? How'd they learn how to put that stuff together?
Yeah,
the shoes you make.
Right.
What does God put in man? He put in man a creative power. That they can make something from nothing.
Now
remember thy creator.
Hallelujah.
In the days of you.
Yes, Lord.
It's he that made us.
Yes.
And not we ourselves.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. The beating of the heart. I used to preach years ago, and where is God? I said, I'll tell you where he's at. He's in the seeing in your eye.
Yes, he is.
The hearing in your ear.
Yes.
The clap in your hands.
Yes.
The dance in your feet. The breath in your lungs. The blood flowing in your veins. The strength in your muscle. He's everything. And what God is. Hallelujah. Wow. Do you know your God? You need to, because he is able to save you.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, oh boy. You hear that, Anna? You wretched soul. Thank you, Father, for what? For saving me.
Hallelujah.
I didn't save you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now unto him. The Father. Oh, no, Jesus. When Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father. Father!
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Blessed.
How the church grew. Acts 9:31. I'm going to turn and read it for you. Because the book of Acts is a description of the beginning of the church. Interesting book. Hallelujah. Acts of the Apostles. Really, it's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I think I got the right one. I hope so. It's not particularly one I'm looking for. I'm actually looking for that scripture which says, and then had the church's rest.
There we go, 931.
931? Yep. Where am I looking? Oh, I'm looking at 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at this now. I'm talking about how the church grew. There are certain things that they did or was done there that ends up with this. Then had the church's rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. And they were edified. And they were walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and they were multiplied. What in the world produced that? How did they get there? Then had the churches rest. Well, our great need amongst the church today is peace and unity in order to grow.
Yes, Lord.
A contentious spirit, a jealous spirit, even a critical or murmuring spirit will hinder growth. What does hinder you? What's hindering us? Church? Contentious spirit? Murmuring spirit? Individually or as a group, what brought this peace among the churches? What was it? They had just come. I preached this 40, 45, 50 years ago. Ooh. How the church grew. Well, now we're at the last time with God rebuilding or restoring the church. How's it going to grow? He declared the end from the beginning.
Amen.
The New Testament church is fulfilling the pattern.
Yes, Lord.
How did the tabernacle grow? How did the temple worship grow? They had to have unity. The Bible says all that live, not talk godly, shall suffer persecution.
Yes, Lord.
Huh. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you. I wonder how I attained that place of prominence. All that live, you suffer persecution. He quotes it to me all the time when he thinks I'm leaving something out. Although I don't ever leave nothing out. Not even trying to leave him out. Yeah. Whosoever forsakes mother and father, house and land, sons and daughters for my sake, shall in this life have them with
persecution.
That's a godly life, isn't it? So when you have a godly life, you'll be persecuted by your brother, by your kinfolk, by your friends, and some of you are put to death. They might even call you to die spiritually and physically. You don't want to run to your mother and father for life. They're not going to give it to you. Don't run to your family for them to give you inspiration in this life, but the life you're living. They're going to persecute you for it.
That's right. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Do you know of another man who's been so persecuted?
No.
And because I'm persecuted, you're persecuted?
Yes, thank God.
Hallelujah.
Now we're going to go into tribulation, a great trial. Why are we being persecuted? Because we're godly. We're God called. We're living a life to seek God. We're godly.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, we're God. You hear what that guy from Burma said? Way over there. Did you hear what he said? You got it there, Jonathan? Hey, Brother Jonathan. Let's hear it again. Way across the ocean.
Dear prophet.
Dear prophet.
In the name of Jesus Christ, greetings from Burma. Nobody told me about the overcomer.
Nobody
and
told
it
me.
Was a miracle for me to come over the overcomer on my satellite tape television. After listening to the overcomer for 3 days, another miracle occurred. Something happened to my satellite, and D-Star, CTN, and the world channels disappeared from my television. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What the message you are giving is all the truth. The way you speak and the way you live.
Hold it.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, God called off the glory star and gave a star with glory.
Hallelujah.
He must not be listening right, huh? The way you speak, the way you live.
Oh, Jesus.
He needs some help, doesn't he, huh? You see, we don't have that kind of unity here. We don't have it. We don't have it. In this hour of trial, a man called Stephen was sealing his testimony with the blood and prayer. Laying down his life. It's amazing what Stephen did, isn't it? He's being stoned.
Right.
He's being provoked to.
Right.
And they stoned him.
Oh, yes.
And then he cries out,
Hallelujah!
Father,
Glory.
Lay not this sin to their charge. Get off by myself. See what that one did, Lord? But see, I'm a man who believes that your sins are forgiven. That's all it's doing. Not by anything you do. I just believe what God said. And I don't ask God to kill you. Because I've been asking of God. Give me one reason. Why should not kill every person on these grounds?
Okay.
And before I had a chance to answer, he said, wait a minute. You give me a reason why I shouldn't kill you right away, right now. Right now. I said, I only have one answer. Mercy. 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 Praise the Lord. For his mercy. His mercy. Paul heard this prayer. Conviction gripped his heart. And then God saved him and filled him with the Holy Ghost. He is now known as the Apostle Paul. See, we need to get unity of faith and oneness of spirit. Because that's the way the church began. There was a great multitude that heard Jesus. But he got rid of them. He got rid of them. Who would think that using a command like go tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high would cause people to go back? You'd have thought they went running to Jerusalem. But they didn't. You would think that somebody with a positive message to this old world, especially to Judah, that Jesus is coming back and you're like them, would have them running to you. But they're not doing it.
Hallelujah.
And even some of you, you're pulling back. You're pulling back on whatever you think you've learned that should move you away from that hope.
Hallelujah.
From that living hope.
Hallelujah.
From that hope that will make you live.
Yes.
Is there anybody in this house? Is it I? Yeah! Those damn looks on your faces. You're not afraid to speak evil of dignity.
Glory!
Now, what brought about this growth?
Glory!
Jesus!
Organization? No. And this is what I'm heading for. The first thing that happened after the day of Pentecost was a scoundrel. A man and his wife.
Oh yeah. Amen.
Right in the book of Acts, there are two instances that got people killed or denounced by the man of God.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you're going to see the same thing happen to find Elijah's church. But the only way God's going to be able to get this nonsense out of our heart, you're going to kill somebody.
Amen.
You see, because the result of that, you all know the story.
Yeah.
Don't sit there like a bunch of peanut brains and tell me fifth chapter of the book of Acts, it is. How dare Peter even talk to those people like that? Because he was God's man.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, Brother Scott, if we can find God's man, but if you haven't found him here, then you better start looking someplace else, because this is my place.
Amen.
And I'm not leaving it. You rebellious house. The thing that's unique about that is it says the husband and wife agree together.
Yeah.
Now what was happening was the first thing God did with these people to get them ready to be his witnesses was he caused them to sell everything.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how people fuss at me? Because I say, look, this is what you got to do. See, my sister over there, she thinks she gave her house to the Lord. But I can't come into that house. If I did, I have to can deal with a guy that don't even belong there.
Mm-hmm.
See? I can't involve myself in instructing her. I gave her instructions, she didn't obey me. Now what am I supposed to do? Huh? I saw that happen to me yesterday right out here in the field. They didn't believe me. I don't believe there's something.
Oh.
one of the first things God did, you see, because when these people sold what they had, they started getting persecuted. And God used that to scatter them throughout the whole world. That's what he used. That's what he used. And they went everywhere. And everywhere they went, they were persecuted. And they went farther and farther. And the Apostle Paul, the chief one of that, says he was so persecuted, he said it went farther. The gospel went farther and farther and farther until it reached the whole world. Wow! What? Hallelujah! Glory! Good! Come on! Come on! Lord God, man, I wish somehow you'd find a place in front of a mirror and stand there until your face looks like it ought to look.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You don't want to have a closed face when you see Jesus. You want to have an open face. Boy, I'm glad to see you. And you want him to be glad to see you. What are you ashamed of?
Amen.
So your sins be exposed? That won't bother me. Your sins ain't going to bother me. I'm looking right back in the face and say, God bless you. And I'll say, you see me talking to you? Talking to you the other day? And you know I'm talking to you? And I don't care what you say. I'm talking to you because I know your sins are forgiven. Or disparity in spirit, we're all going to be persecuted. Every one of you, hated, despised, rejected. It doesn't have to come from within. Amen. To survive. They somehow sensed the blessing of God upon these people because they were being scattered. Under the power of the Holy Ghost, they could give up everything. Go out not knowing where they were going, but know they were in the will of God. And the blessing of God and great grace. Despite to the Spirit of grace.
Glory.
He lied to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Glory.
That's what Peter said.
Yes, sir. Why has
the Spirit of grace. The Spirit of grace. And then he lied.
Right.
To the Holy Ghost. Why Satan fill my heart?
Yeah.
That you should lie to the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Stop lying to the Holy Ghost, people.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, we want the blessing of grace upon us.
Amen.
But we're going to keep back part of this in case that grace isn't sufficient. Peter was furious.
Lord Jesus. Thank you for grace.
Amen.
He was angry.
Yes.
And then the thing, when the wife came in, he was really angry. Yeah. I mean, he should have been a little bit more careful with the woman, don't you think? You know, but he said, why have you two agreed to this?
Yeah, amen.
This evil in your heart. Instant death. Instant death.
Amen.
You know, if people have died spiritually instantly in my presence, just die. You lose your spiritual life, your spiritual hope. Because you're lying to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh,
glory.
Then a second incident I saw take place right here in the field the other day.
Glory.
It's a fellow who saw the mighty working of God upon the disciples.
Yeah.
And he wanted to buy.
Yeah.
He wanted to buy
the
gift of the Holy Ghost with money. Would somebody find that for me, please? Here's Peter again. Listen to what Peter's doing now. Listen to what Peter's doing. For God's sakes, in Jesus' name, listen to the words that comes out of the mouth of Peter to that man who was designed the gift of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen.
Tell them what it is so they can check you out, brother, because they all want to make sure you're going to get it right.
It's Acts chapter 8, Simon the Sorcerer.
Now, this is before chapter 9, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what happened in chapter 9?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
This is the final act that God did to produce.
Yeah, the rest in all the churches.
Chapter 9.
Right. Amen. They had a church's rest in all.
They all agreed that what Peter did was right.
Yeah, right.
How he talked to people was right. How God was doing was right. Now they had rest.
Right.
They were being persecuted,
yeah.
But they were doing it together.
Yeah, amen.
They gave up everything. Now the church is rest.
Praise God.
Don't you think we can use some rest around here?
Restoration.
Woo! Huh?
Restoration.
Yes.
Amen.
Now watch here. What's the difference between here what happened with my snot nose yesterday out there in the field? Watch it.
Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 9. There was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria.
Rebellion.
Giving out that he himself
Hold
was
it.
Some great one.
I got to stop again. Rebellion. Use sorcery.
Amen.
Rebellion.
Amen.
Neither did they repent of their sorceries.
My Lord.
Their rebellion.
Amen.
Their stubbornness. I want you to understand how close this is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory. And if all you apostates.
Glory. Glory, God. Glory, Jesus.
Who say, I believe it, you don't believe. You're an apostate.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Lord Jesus.
And you're stubborn in your belief.
Hallelujah.
Now, the brother that watched me yesterday, I kept telling the man, you're wrong. Stop doing that. You're going to go to hell. No, I'm not. God told me. I said, this is God talking to you with this mouth right now. Warning you. Warning you. Warning you. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Who? Huh? I was sure the difference between this man over here laying here and that one out in the field and that one right there. I'll show you the difference now. Watch how Peter talked to him. He said to me, you shouldn't be doing this to me. You shouldn't be doing it to me. You're assaulting me. I said, I said, tell you what, boy, you call 9/11. I don't fear what you men can do to me anymore.
Amen.
Can you imagine a man saying he believes on the prophet, but then he accused me of assaulting him?
Oh, God.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's a liar.
He's a hypocrite. Amen. Amen.
Well, let me show you the difference between the way he responded. Look how Paul, look how Peter talked. Please, please, you hard heads. I want you to hear Peter. You know, Peter who denied.
Amen.
Peter who fell so far short.
Yeah.
Peter. But look at the authority out of that man's mouth. Listen, Tabit,
yeah.
Will you do it, please?
Yes.
Will you learn how to hear?
Yes.
Amen.
To whom, brother, they gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. To him they had regard because of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching of the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized...
Mind you now, he believed.
Yeah.
Mind you!
Yeah.
I believe this. I believe this is a problem. said to me, "Oh, I believe you. I believe. How about you? Oh, yeah, I believe you're the prophet, Brother Hare. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Are you getting it?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen. Peter talked to a believer like this?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know it, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Peter. This is how he talked to this believer.
But Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip.
Wow.
And wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, whom when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as of yet he hath fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized
in the name
of the Lord Jesus.
There? You don't get filled with the Holy Ghost when you believe. The Holy Ghost is for believers.
Amen.
You got to believe first.
Amen.
Have you received the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Since you believe.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is given to the believers.
Amen.
This spake he of the Holy Ghost, which they which believe on him should receive.
Amen.
Have you received the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Have you received the Holy Ghost? Believe it? Damn it, stop it! How much clearer do you want it? I had to fight that thing too as I come up through the ranks. And if you have not spoken with tongues, then you have not received the Holy Ghost. The pattern is there. For we heard them speak with tongues to magnify God. For they all were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. The pattern is there. You get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak with tongues. How often? As often as you get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost right now. He called us Shoto Mahaya. It's very obvious, and I only hope that this snot nose over here will hear me. The rebellious old man, stubborn, strong in his rebellion, or the sisters laying around here too, or some of the other brothers keep running away from me. You stubborn ones, you rebellious house, you self-willed, self-determined ones. Well, all he wanted was the Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Lord. That's
what he wanted. That's all he
wanted. The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Read it for me, please.
Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Then when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost."
He wanted the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He was wanting the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
whatever you guys want, just, you want money, I'll give it to you.
Amen.
What God wants, he didn't want your money, he wants you.
Glory. Glory. Yes, Lord. Glory. Glory.
But Peter said unto him,
Thy
money perish with
your
thee.
Your money perishing with you.
Because thou hast thought that the gift of God
may
be purchased with money.
What a thought come out of your mouth.
Amen.
That you think your good works and your money and your confidence.
Amen.
What an evil heart. Listen, Job, now.
Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter.
Wow.
For thy heart is not right in the sight of God.
Your heart's not right with God.
Repent, therefore.
Repent, therefore.
Of this thy wickedness.
Of this what?
Thy wickedness.
What?
Thy wickedness. And pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee.
Now listen to it.
For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity.
See what these people are?
Mm-hmm.
See what they are?
Yes,
see what you are?
Bitterness.
You're in the gall of bitterness.
True.
Your iniquity is strengthened by your bitterness because of the way I talk to you. you, the way I talk to you, or you get bitter. You think that man would humble himself out there and say, "My God, the prophet came all the way out here again"? Huh? Well, I don't think you'd do that. Come on. If you'd have seen me again, go around looking for that man. Because I felt God said, stay with it.
Right.
Stay with it. And I did.
Yes.
Amen.
The difference between that man and this man is vastly different.
Yeah, the answer is totally different.
Listen to what the man did.
Yes, sir.
Then answered Simon. And said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me.
He didn't do that.
Amen.
He didn't say, Brother Stary, because I said you're going to go to hell. No, I'm not.
Amen.
He didn't say, will you please pray for me?
No.
Man of God.
Amen.
I believe God.
Yes, sir.
I believe He put His word in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
And even sometimes this old carnal mouth may not talk the way you think. He's able to take those words that are meant for death and bring life to
him.
If I say to you, you're going to go to hell, the intent behind that is that you get right with God so you don't go to hell. I'm not gloating over saying you're going to go to hell. But it'll all smite you. Yeah, the man should. He should have said, please, man of God, please pray for me that I don't go to hell. That he would have done. He had done it.
Amen.
Hello. I'm trying not to lose my dignity.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Why did Peter do that? Because he was a believer.
Yes, sir.
Why did I do that with him? Because he's a non-believer. He's a liar. And I want to tell you something, folks. You keep telling lies. You know what you end up being?
A liar.
You're not going to go to hell just for a lie.
No,
I don't. It's when you keep lying until you become a liar. And don't doubt about with words on me and that. Because if liars who told lies were going to go to hell, you'd be on your way to hell.
Right.
But you see, for some reason God intervened with you in telling your lies until you start speaking the truth, so you're no more a liar. Don't make God a liar! Don't make God a liar! The wicked's going to be turned into hell! Please pray for me! Please pray for me, God! Don't make God a liar! Don't do it! Don't do it! Don't do it! They're not afraid to speak evil of dignity. God give a man a position of authority, and you're not afraid to speak against it? You've lost the fear of God. How the church grew. Now let me just try to bring to a nutshell. See, God declared the end from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
When the church began, a great multitude had gone away. And they had just a small nucleus.
Yes. Amen.
Just about 120.
Hallelujah.
That's how it began.
Yes.
And then they went everywhere and the church multiplied.
Yep.
Multiplied. And great grace was upon it. And he multiplied. They watched the workings of God. And then they had rest. Even in their persecutions. Now, here at the end. It's going to be reversed. From a great multitude in the church. It's now being brought back. To the gathering and it'll be just a very few. Because
right.
Most of the people who call themselves Christians will not endure persecution or tribulation. So you see, Brock, not only what to do with you. You people, I don't know why you insist on seeing it your way. And then when I do this, I try to say, you don't see the miraculous part of this?
Hallelujah.
There's not ever been
Jesus.
A man in all history, mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Not Jeremiah, not Isaiah.
Right.
They saw it,
mm-hmm.
and they rejoiced when they saw it.
Amen.
But you and I are in it. We're more than just seeing it. We are it. Hallelujah. Few there be that find it. The church. Glory be to God. And anybody with good sense would say, where are the people? What a voice.
Glory.
I don't know what to do with you people. I marvel. I look down at that little microphone.
Yeah.
And a man's hearing me in Burma.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
And because you get the Spirit of God, he says, your life.
Hallelujah.
The way you're preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. See, I don't get testimony from afar if I don't get it from here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he don't know your life. Well, maybe he don't know it after the flesh, but you don't need to know anybody after the flesh either. Christ don't know you after the flesh. He can care less about your flesh. It's done, finished. He wants to know you by the spirit of life and peace and joy. Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost. And they left off. And they left all.
Amen.
You know, you folk are convinced you left all.
Great
way to left all. You know, you believe you left all. And then if you read the story about how the church grew, it said no man had anything he called his own. Have you ever heard me preach about that?
Sure. Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Your own way, your own will,
mm-hmm.
your own ideas, your own ambitions, and there is a way that seems so right, isn't it? How are you doing right now? Are you convinced you're doing right now? Well, if you were, what would I do? What am I supposed to do when I see righteousness? Well, what would I do? Well, I rejoice in righteousness. But you don't rejoice in iniquity. Am I rejoicing very much right now? Or am I weeping? And then you would sit there and say, feel sorry for me, huh? Huh?
No. Amen.
See, I happen to believe the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And I strive very hard to do it.
Amen.
He that goeth forth weeping, bearing
precious
seed.
Amen.
Bearing the word of God.
Right.
Projecting the coming of Christ. Precious seed. Precious. Precious. Like precious faith. Precious. Precious. Does anybody know how to appreciate something that's precious?
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand? The church grew.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to tell you, the end time church is going to take from a multitude, and the multitude is going to shrink way down. How else can we believe with the church? That's why I don't want many.
Amen.
That's why I keep trying to tell you, what a remarkable thing. You hear me do it all the time. Oh, but there's many people out here. Listen, no, they're not. Well, there's not even many here.
Yeah.
And I have to console myself that that's it, few. And some of you right here, you haven't found it yet. Because you still got your own ambitions. Things you still want.
The last refuge for failure. Hallelujah. It's ambition. Amen. Yes, sir.
And what you need to do, and when you come to the prayer house tonight, you need to call to the one who's praying to the Father for you.
Hallelujah.
Interceding for you. Yes. Pray for me, Lord Jesus. You don't know how? Ask the Lord to give you a good whipping so you end up groaning. Woe is me. You can start by loving the truth. And I know exactly what's wrong with you. You can't change on your own. And I present the God of judgment before you, right before your eyes. And somehow you're so hardened that you won't be broken. So he got to break you. I told you. You are going to be ruler. And God's going to teach you how to be ruler. You'll turn Satan loose on you, and he's going to... I was thinking about that the other day. And it's just this talk. Listen, yeah, when I was down in the prison house, I was being ruled over. I was told when to eat, what to eat, when to get up, when to go to bed, what to wear, when to take a shower. I was ruled over, man.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because I learned a little bit about submission, they call me a model prisoner. How do you know? I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I'm a model prisoner. Ooh, did that irk some of you people? I was humiliated. I was degraded. You don't call having a woman guard walk up to you right in front of everybody and say, "Spread your legs, sir."
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And take your hand and go right up there and rack it. Mm-hmm. You don't follow humiliation?
Yes.
But I didn't show one sign of resistance. Took away my vitamins. Because they say... they can't have extra stuff like that because they're afraid you might kill yourself or something. So they take all that stuff away from you.
Yeah.
Would give me no coffee. Gave me Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. Who would you drink Kool-Aid after Jim Jones? Huh? But that's all they gave me, brother.
Yeah,
and they didn't ask me what kind of flavor I wanted either.
Oh.
It ain't funny.
Sweet.
It really ain't funny.
No.
It wasn't funny.
No.
It wasn't no joke.
That wouldn't be. Amen.
I didn't even ask you people. Can you picture me being so docile? How are you?
See, the latter 5 years in state.
And then you walk down and you see with a...
glory of God.
Are you sure you saw right?
Hallelujah.
Look again.
Hallelujah.
Surely.
Hallelujah.
The presence.
Hallelujah.
I can feel the rush of angels.
Yes, Lord.
I see glory on His face.
Stop for just a moment, please. The only way you're going to see glory is through the eyes of faith.
Hallelujah.
Your flesh is not going to show it.
No.
But your spirit can.
Amen.
Your spirit can.
Amen.
If you get the Holy Spirit,
yep,
it'll show.
Yep.
The church grew.
Yep.
Now we're watching it reverse itself.
Right.
Multitude, now the multitude's going away again. And now he's gathered. Where they scattered and grew, now they're starting to be gathered. Burma?
Yeah.
Burma?
Amen.
Whatever made the man make that confession he made the other day? What a unique confession. I'm sure you all remember how I just told you about it. Really? What was it, Brother Sarah?
Yeah.
Hey, he said to me, he said, I told God I was going to make something of myself. I'm using paraphrasing.
Right.
And I started out to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me specifically, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do things like that. But I did it anyway.
Yeah.
I lost my family.
Yeah.
Lost my job.
Yeah.
Lost my eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Lost my legs.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
He said, now I figured I lost everything.
Right.
Because I'm learning about Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to raise your hand?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If you're not going to follow through, and while you lift them hands up to say amen, then they're not holy hands.
Amen.
Holy hands will say, God, I'm going to do it.
Yes, Lord.
By your help and by your strength. That's what I said to the boy the other day. He was out there working in the garage yesterday. And I went out there. Come here, boy. Were you working in the garage out there in the barn? Well, who do you think I'm talking to? Why are you so slow? I'm still trying to help you lose weight.
Amen.
You can't do it being slow. Get over here by me, big boy.
Amen.
I was out there, and he was out there in the barn pulling nails. And the other brothers out in the field. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm pulling nails. I said, no, not now. Why are you doing that? He goes, Al told me to. Well, after Al told me to do it, you know where Al went? You were supposed to be following Al. You know why Al went out there? Because when I showed up, Al said, uh-oh, I'm doing wrong, so he headed for the field. Ain't that right, Brother Al? Amen. He said, you can't hear him? I can hear him. Can you hear him? Can you hear him?
Yeah.
I hear Al just shouting away. You can't hear him?
Yeah.
Huh? See, when Al told him to do it, then he left. Because I had come up. When I come up, all of a sudden I see Al heading for the field. That's what he should have. He should have followed Al. Well, Brother Jerry, he pulled nails. I said, man, we can pull nails anytime. I said, when it's raining or you can't work in the field, or you get up. Then I said, you can't lose weight pulling nails. I said, boy, we're working on your tummy here. And you're standing there pulling nails. You're going to get better doing that. You're going to get hungrier and eat more. And that's why I fussed old Eric going off again yesterday. Because Eric, if you want to really lose weight, you get out in these fields. And you stay out there for many hours until you sweat like a dropping dewdrop from heaven. Or is it nice to go work on a job where you don't have to put forth much energy?
Yeah, amen.
Work at your own pace.
Right, yes, sir.
In a cool house.
Amen.
That's not a way to lose weight, Eric.
No way. It's impossible. Amen.
You can stop and eat when you want to eat.
Right, yeah,
amen. That's not a way to lose weight.
Amen.
You see, you're not going to lose weight. You have to lay it aside.
Right.
You have to lay it aside that causes you to gain weight or keep the weight.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And the reason why you don't do that is because you don't believe. Because that is the one that doesn't easily beset us.
Amen.
We're not going to lay aside the other weights because we don't believe they're really weights.
right. on belief. Or I don't believe I have to do this to,
right.
to do that.
Yeah.
I don't believe I really have to give up on my family and my stop trying to.
It's a deception.
Amen. Total
deception.
Some believe.
And some believe
now. The church grew. It's a pattern. And now it's reversed. First they gave up everything. Then they were scattered abroad. Now God's preaching out to those scattered abroad. And they got to give up everything to become gathered in one. And then he's going to have that little nucleus called the church. And all over the world that little nucleus, hell will rage against them. But he won't move away from their hope in Christ Jesus. They won't be hoping in their family or their kinfolk or their jobs. They'll be hoping in God. Hey, brother!
Lord.
Now you know I couldn't let the service go without that because you've been back there all morning waiting for me to do that. Ain't that right, brother? Weren't you ready for that? Are you ready for it? Do you hope in God?
Yes.
May the Lord bless you.
Oh, you heard trumpet in Zion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you've been sitting for a while. You can stand and give God praise. Jesus,
yes,
in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day.
Glory
I stand before the people, Lord, I ask for
yes,
your help.
Lord.
To speak that which you would have me to in the matter and spirit, O God, I would speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith to minister grace, to edify the body of Christ, and to glorify thee, O God. We thank you, Father, for the saints gathered.
Hallelujah.
The words that we've heard,
yes.
The work of grace in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, that expected in,
yes, God.
Your precious thoughts to us, Lord, oh God. All the good,
hallelujah,
things that you do, oh God.
Yes.
You've done great things for,
yes,
us.
Lord.
Where we're glad.
Glad.
Where we're glad.
Glad.
Well, help us in this hour, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Glory.
I heard the prophet speak about peace and unity.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
That's pretty good. We're gathered here today, but we're not all here.
Hallelujah.
And some of us that are not gathered here today.
Hallelujah.
But we that are here, I pray that we're here in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Not for form and fashion.
Oh, God.
Not out of duress.
No.
Not for what people think or would not think.
No.
But if we come, let us come righteously.
Yes, Lord.
To worship God.
Yes, Lord.
To receive from God.
Yes, Lord.
To give God glory. To hear,
yes,
what the Spirit,
Lord,
would say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So I say that deliberately, that we're not all here. And I often tell how at Grace, my dwelling quarters were in a little room to the side of the tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
I think they used it for an office before, but that's where I lived. And I would say to the saints, when I don't feel good, I can't stay at home and not go to the tabernacle. Because that's where I live.
Right.
Of course, sometimes I didn't feel good. Sometimes I don't feel good.
Sure.
But there I am. Here I am.
Amen.
Sin came into the world because of one man's disobedience, and because of sin, sickness, death, and all kind of evil things. Sin. That's the transgression of the law.
Amen.
Disobedience to the living God. That's what sin is. The wages thereof is death. But we have to deal with sickness and all the other ills of mankind.
Yes, Lord.
Because of sin.
Yes, Lord.
But because of Jesus Christ, there is a remedy.
Hallelujah.
For the sin.
Amen.
You know anything about the remedy?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory, God.
So I'd like to read a little bit about sickness.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
One song said, "None else could heal all our souls' diseases."
Jesus. Amen.
So that's what sin is. It's a soul's disease. Of course, it affects the body too.
Yes.
But sin is a disease,
amen,
of the soul. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know that he's still in the house?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Preach the word. Be instant, in season.
Amen.
Out of season.
Yeah.
Reprove. Rebuke.
Amen.
Exhort. With all long-suffering and doctrine. Because time will come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
So he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy.
Yes, Lord.
Which were born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press. Notice now, they have to come, but there's always the press.
Amen.
Anytime we would go to Jesus or seek him out, we have to go through the press. They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee."
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory. But that was certain of the scribes sitting there. And they were reasoning in their hearts. Why did this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and take up thy bed and walk.'
Oh, yeah.
But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins."
Oh, yes, he,
he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house." Glory.
Glory.
And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all.
Jesus.
And so much that they were all amazed and glorified God.
Glory.
Saying, "We never saw it on this fashion."
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Hallelujah.
Is any merry? Let him sing songs.
Hallelujah.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Hallelujah.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The Lord shall raise him up.
Glory. Hallelujah.
If he have committed sins,
yes, Lord,
they shall be forgiven him.
Glory.
The effectual fervent prayer,
yes, Lord,
of a righteous man,
hallelujah,
availeth much.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
So that's my counsel to those that are sick. Always has been.
Amen.
Call for the elders. Let them pray.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
And the prophet shall say,
amen,
the sick.
Yes, Lord.
And if he have sinned, it shall be forgiven him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Was when we are afflicted, and many are the afflictions of the righteous, then that's when the trial of the faith comes in. Of
yes,
course,
Lord,
that's our portion.
Thank you, Lord.
Since yes, God has given us faith,
yes,
him to try.
Thank you.
Amen.
Prove us. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So I will always say, and I still say, you know, if you're sick, then get to the house of God.
Amen.
Get to the people of God.
Amen.
Call for the elders.
Amen.
Let them pray for you.
That's right. Yep.
Now the elders can go to you, but the scriptures say call for the elders.
Amen.
If any is sick among you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scriptures say call for the elders.
Oh,
call for the elders.
Yes.
Let them pray the prayer of faith. Anointing with oil in the name of the Lord.
Glory! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word.
Yes.
Amen. Is that how we do it?
Sure.
Do we call for the elders?
Oh, God.
we call for the medicine, or we call for the herbs.
Okay.
I know I'm going to get in trouble because you all said, well, you know, Pastor Rice, God gave us herbs and God gave us knowledge about this. You know my answer to that. God gave us faith.
All right.
The heathen has herbs.
Amen.
The heathen has knowledge.
Right.
He gave to us faith.
All right.
Huh? And the man that brought the man sick with the palsy, they had faith. You understand what I'm saying? Well, I know our knowledge of medicine and herbs robs us of all these things. I know. I'm going to say it anyways. All right. Well, what are you going to do, Pastor Rice? Well, I do what I always do. I take my preventive medicine. You know. I give God glory. I praise Him all the time. I praise Him in the song. I praise Him in the dance. Hallelujah. I praise Him in the morning. I praise Him in the noontime. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I praise Him when others don't praise Him with me. Well, Pastor Rice, do you praise Him because you feel good? I'll say again. I've never praised Him and not felt good. But I don't praise Him because I feel good. But every time I praise Him, I feel all right. Hallelujah. Huh? Sometimes I call Him in the morning. Sometimes late at night. But when I get up on my knees, everything is all right. Pastor Rice, I tried that and I'm still sick or I'm still afflicted. You know what I'd say to that, huh? Praise the Lord.
Hmm?
Because that's what people tell me when I give them counsel. You know, so-and-so she's mean and she won't treat me right. I said, well, you just love them and forgive them. And, huh? Oh, Pastor, that don't work. I said, then God's a liar. Hmm? Well, the answer is we've not done it right. Yeah, nothing wrong with the Word of God. Every Word of God is pure.
Hmm? Thank you. Bless you.
If we claim we've loved our brother or loved our neighbor and we didn't get the right consequences, then we've not done it right. Of course, love is not something that starts and stops.
No.
Love endures.
Amen.
You understand that? You say, well, I did it. Well, if it's love, you're still doing it. That's just not love. Hallelujah. But if we obey God, we will be victorious.
We will.
God's word will be manifest. The truth of it. The veracity of it.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
You all do believe that one day we're going to enter into the kingdom, huh? The eternal kingdom? Really?
Amen.
Huh? Well, maybe this afternoon you'll say, well, we ain't got there yet, so it don't work. Is that how you're going to do it? But he that shall endure until the end,
hallelujah,
the same shall be saved.
Yes.
Well, what if you get real sick, Pastor Rice? Well, I hope I follow my own advice.
Amen.
And if I die, I want to die saying I'm healed.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Some men say they want to die with their boots on. They want to die on their motorcycle and want to be buried with their hog. And I tell you what, huh? I want to go believing in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to die saying I'm healed.
Amen.
How about that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I certainly want to go die when I die seeking the Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to be seeking after any medicine.
No.
I don't want to be seeking after any herbs. And
all right.
I know some of us say, well, you know, God didn't give me any herbs. God gave me faith.
All right.
That's my testimony. God gave me faith. Huh?
Amen.
Faith to live, faith to die.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Faith to suffer affliction.
Yes.
Faith to endure.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Remember, David one time was speaking to the Lord, and he said, Lord, look on my affliction.
Praise God.
And take away my sin. Well, we may reverse that sometime and say, Lord, take away my affliction and just look upon my sin. Not understand that God's working something out in all of our affliction. The first thing we want to say is, Lord, what's going on here? What are you doing? And we don't want to be delivered until he wants to deliver us. That's what we want to do. We want to find the will of God and walk in it. If you are being afflicted, then it's certainly for a reason. We need to find the reason and submit to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
We know that God is able to heal.
Yes, he is.
There's not a one in here that's not been healed.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. That's right.
Not a one. We all know the healing power of God.
Hallelujah.
I certainly do.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I know the saving power of God.
Yes.
I know that he's able to save, able to heal. In fact, they're one and the same. Yeah, he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes,
he was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes, Lord.
Now, like I said, if I wasn't feeling good, I'd be trying to find some of these words and say them. That's why I'm saying them now.
Yes.
But this is prevented from
me.
You understand?
Yes.
I would say, Lord, I read in your word. They say you heal all of our diseases.
Huh?
I'd write it up on the doorpost.
Lord,
I bind it around my waist. I speak it every day. Hallelujah. Yes. So you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, with his stripes we healed. Hallelujah. Yes. He healeth all of our diseases. Forgiveth all of our iniquity. God's word is true or not.
Oh, yes, it is.
I'm sure it is. Moses had to wait and see when God promised that he would give him flesh in the wilderness for 40 days.
Amen.
Moses said, how can this be done?
Amen.
Then God asked this question, is anything too hard for God?
My God. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Oh God.
Dear God is able to heal.
Yes, he is.
Able to save.
Yes, he is.
Able to deliver.
Amen.
Huh? He's able to do.
Yes.
Exceeding.
Yes.
Abundantly above all you may ask or think.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But of course God knows why we want to be healed.
All right.
Do you want to be healed and run around the tabernacle and giving praise? Well, probably not, because you can and you won't. You see what God knows all these things.
Yes,
do you want to be healed so you can backbite and spread contempt and sow discord among the brethren? Well, he know if you do.
Right.
You know that, don't you?
Right.
Huh?
Sure.
Hallelujah. You want to be healed so you can walk in your own way and seek your own, do your own thing? You know God knows if we do. Huh? Even if we are deceived and don't know, he knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's what we do, don't we? We sow discord. Huh? We won't do the things that make for peace. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, if we gather with y'all, Pastor Rice, we'll disobey God. I don't receive that.
No.
Scripture and verse, please. That's what I see. Huh? Scripture and verse.
Hallelujah.
Why should we not assemble together? When God said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Even so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you won't prevent me as long as I have this grace on this heart and mindset. I will come. If you be here, then we'll be here together.
Amen.
If not, it'll just be me and Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Right.
It's the same with praising him.
Right.
I'm going to praise him. If you don't, well, it'll be me and Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
You don't rejoice, I'm still going to rejoice. Step on my toes and you don't, well, praise God. I'm endeavoring to step on no man's toes. I'm endeavoring to be faithful.
Yes,
thank you. To present my body and yield to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We could just look at things. You could say, well, why does God have you up there, Pastor Rice? That would be a good question if you ask it honest.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good question.
Why are those people gathering together over there, Pastor Rice, and we shouldn't gather? That'd be a good question.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I think so.
Hallelujah.
Why should the broadcast be playing all the time, 24 hours a day, and we shouldn't listen? Yeah, that's a good question. Huh? You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
My Lord.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
You don't hear what the Spirit said? Oh, it's quiet now.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't you think it's shameful?
Yes.
All the resources that we expend to send this word forth.
Amen.
Throughout all the earth.
Amen.
All the time.
Thank you.
And then you've got a people right here that act like they don't hear what it says.
Hmm?
Get carried away with other things. Hearts overcharged. Surfeiting and drunkenness. The cares of this life.
Lord Jesus.
You know, the reason we need so many things is because our heart's not right toward God.
Amen.
You know, we need this to occupy our time. We need to do that. We need to do this. You understand?
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I'm just creative and I'm artistic. Well, I'm redeemed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just like when I was a little kid,
hallelujah.
we weren't so privileged, you know.
Hallelujah.
We didn't have lots of money.
Bless you, Jesus.
So I ended up a lot of time playing with rocks and sticks.
Hallelujah.
We get a little stick and ride like a horse.
Yes.
Huh?
Sure.
All sorts of things like that.
Yes.
And we were happy doing it.
Happy, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we grew up and learned better, and then we couldn't be occupied that way so much.
Right.
Maybe that's how it is with the things of God. Remember when we first were enlightened?
Mm. Hallelujah.
Huh? We didn't need all the prompts and things to entice us and motivate us, right? It was spontaneous. It was pure.
Yes, Lord.
It was constant. It was consistent.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's what they told me when I was first saved. I used to act like this sometimes. And they said, oh, yeah, that won't last long.
My Lord.
Well, they're wrong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Settle down. Well, praise God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Not all the Lord's done for me.
No.
Save me. Heal me. Gave me hope. Hallelujah. It doesn't take very much for me to be satisfied.
No.
Really doesn't. Long as I know the Lord's on my side. I can reach out and touch. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I can have a little visit with him and he with me.
Yes.
Commune with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Taste of his goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I don't have to have a gator, brother.
All right,
I'm satisfied.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I don't need a golf cart. I'm all right with Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. I don't need any of those high polluting things. All I need is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just that.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As the song says, I'm satisfied with Jesus.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Hmm? Other things don't satisfy.
Oh,
huh?
Better than a computer. Hallelujah.
Other things don't satisfy.
Glory.
That's right.
Glory.
Thank you for your word.
It might give you some pleasure for a while, but they won't satisfy you. You know, you may drink some water, but you're thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said, the water that I need.
Glory.
Huh? It'll be a well. Spring it up. You'll never thirst. I lost my microphone. Hallelujah. Yeah, the things that the world gives, they don't satisfy.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sin is pleasure for a season.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The things in the world are pleasurable for a season, but they don't satisfy.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that he satisfied the longing soul. Hallelujah. Then we'd call for the elders, wouldn't we?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Then we'd find ourselves
bless you, Lord.
Speaking the word of God. By his stripes I'm healed. Mm-hmm. Well, that used to be how we do it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Brother Driver, we say, I was blind, but now I see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
I've not been very successful in talking like this.
Glory.
You know, I was asked, well, what are y'all do for Brother Dennis back at Grace?
Well,
I said, really nothing but commend him to God and seek God and call upon the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's things that we recommend that he does, but we can't make him do it.
Lord Jesus.
One thing I say, you ought to get out of that house. You ought to get some sunlight.
That's right.
If you can't stand the light, get a little bit, go back. But that sun, you don't have to go to the pharmacy for that. It's just right out there. Get out there and get some sunlight. Find some fellowship of the saints. Praise the Lord. Oh, I've said it over and over again, but that's where we stand.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, if I go over to the dining hall and I'll die, well, at least you'll be in the will of God.
Yeah.
Huh? You don't want to do it the other way.
That's right.
Huh? We don't want to do it the other way. We want to die in the will of God. Hallelujah. Whether it's in the den of lions, whether it's in the fiery furnace.
Amen.
These men knew that the peril wasn't as bad as the consequences of not enduring the peril.
Yes, Lord.
They said, the God we serve is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace.
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
he's able. How about the God you serve?
Yes.
He said, but if he don't deliver us out of the fiery furnace, he's going to deliver us out of your hand. Hallelujah. He's going to deliver us out of your hand. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah. Glory. Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God. How is the God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the mouth of the lion?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, King, live forever.
Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah. God is able to deliver.
Yes, he is.
Glory.
Yes, he is.
Often, what's in the way is unbelief.
Right, right.
It is the sin that does so easily beset us.
Amen.
It's unbelief.
Amen.
We look at circumstances. We look at situation.
Yes, Lord.
We believe what the doctors say.
Oh, yeah.
We believe what the folks say about the herbs.
Yes,
I believe God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Well, Pastor, I think you're just an idiot. You know, the science has proven this about this and that. Well, I have something that supersedes it. Praise the Lord. Really, I do. I don't know much about herbs. I really don't.
That's all right.
It's okay if you do, as long as you don't let it get in the way of your faith. But I'm one step ahead of you. I don't know anything about herbs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I have Christ.
Yes.
He paid the price.
Yes.
Way back on Calvary. Hallelujah. All what he's done for us, he'll do for you.
Yes,
he will.
Yes, he will.
He'll do for you.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to keep coming here and miss it, honey.
Glory.
Huh? You want to get a touch of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. You want to press on in and touch the hem of his garment. You don't want to come here out of form and fashion. Say, yeah, I went to the tabernacle and sat down with my... No. So I went and I got a touch of Jesus. Got something for myself. We heard what you said. I said, but now I know for myself. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. Oh, you can know for yourself. You don't have to ask Pastor Timothy. He said, yeah, I know. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. I know for myself. Don't need to ask nobody else. Is better than any medicine I ever had.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, put a glide in my stride and a dip in my heel. Huh? Make me feel good all over. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory! Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. But God will withhold no good thing
from
them that walk upright. He's not trying to withhold. That's the lie they told on it. You know, way back in the beginning. The liar, the deceiver. The God trying to keep something from y'all. And convince Steve too. Yeah, he know, you know, the day that you do this, then you'll be that. Yeah, the day that you do that, you'll die. That's what he said. But the deceiver talked her out of it. But God didn't forsake us.
Thank God.
Even in that, we're still saved by grace. Still reconciled to God by the death of his son. Hallelujah. Still have access to the Father. Glory, glory. Able to stand before the throne of God. Let our petition be made known unto him. How about that? Glory. You know how people want to get before the judge or get before this so they can tell their story? We can get before the judge.
My Lord.
And tell our story. He'll listen to it. He'll answer. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, they cut my check. Maybe if I could call into them and tell them my circumstances, they'll increase my government aid. I don't have any government aid. My help come from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory, glory. Glory.
It's made in heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord. My hope is built on nothing less. In Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Where do I go? There's nobody there to turn to.
Amen.
Who do I talk to when there's nobody who wants to listen? Is there a refuge? And there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock.
Hallelujah.
I know he's able. He's a God that is able to do more than we can ask and more than we can think. Amen.
Amen.
He does it in his way, and his ways are above our ways.
Oh, yes, it is.
But his ways are right. All of his judgments are true and righteous altogether.
Amen.
He loves us with an everlasting love.
Oh, yes, he does.
Huh? Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves us. We know by his spirit.
Hallelujah.
He sent his only son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Amen.
But have everlasting life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, prepare us.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord is.
Yes, he is.
You know, whatever we are enduring or whatever is before us now is a preparation for that to come. It is that way.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Any one of us could look back over the course of our lives and we can point out certain things that God worked out, and you say, well, I see then or now that back then he was preparing me for something. He's still doing it like that. You may not understand today why God is doing it, but we do know that it's going to work out for our good. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called. According to his purpose. Praise the Lord. Whatever trial you're in, yes, prepare you for a greater. But we reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. We can see that more clearly when we, you know, look up. We can't see much the things of God with a muck rake looking down. Looking through circumstances and feelings. No. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We can look on those things that are not seen. Those things eternal. Yeah, by the eye of faith. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtain a good report. Amen. Well, I don't care what you say, Pastor Rice. I'm still going to use my herbs. That's okay with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I may use some too, but I'll have faith in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No problem using herbs, but if you do, you have to be like Thomas. Believe it.
Believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thomas saw, but Jesus said, you can touch, but still you'll have to believe. And Thomas believed because he saw, and Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. So be blessed today, saints.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we will see the King.
Hallelujah.
Let us stand.
Hallelujah.
We will see the King. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Father.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We give you the glory and praise, O God. Your great and mighty works. All the things that I said, Father, I do believe them. You have been a healer for me.
Yes.
A friend and a brother. You've been my friend in the midnight hour.
Yes, Lord.
All that I've needed, Father, you provided.
Hallelujah, that's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Help me to stand up and go where I didn't want to go and do those things that you called me to do, Father.
Yes, Lord.
I give you all the glory.
Glory.
I give you all the glory.
Glory.
So I pray your blessings upon the saints of God here and those that hear the sound of my voice today, the saints in every place, Father. We want to be what you want us to be.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So bring it to pass, Lord. Hasten us to that day. Gather thine elect, O God. Bring about that peace and unity. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Heal the sick, Lord. Deliver the oppressed. Give strength to the weak, power to the faint, hope to those in despair. Keep us, Father, in the patient waiting. Let us not be moved away from the hope. Let thy joy remain in us, Lord.
Amen, Jesus.
And our joy be full. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Lord bless you. Maranatha.
Maranatha.
The Lord is coming.
Amen.
Oh, you had trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Imolo Kosaya. Lambo Koryasaya.